Continuing on now here on the Steve Gerber Show, it's the No Panic Zone on a Friday. Pretty good harvest for corn and beans this year. Could use a little bit more water in the middle of the growing season, but overall it turned out pretty good. And a lot better than last year when there was so much water, farmers had trouble getting into the fields. My next guest knows a thing or two about growing corn and beans and wheat and sorghum and all of that. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue with us. Mr. Secretary, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Steve. Good to be with you this morning. And I do think I hear good things about the harvest in the Midwest.
Yeah, it's done well this year. Frost is coming early, and luckily it's been dry enough, at least until the last couple of days. If you're in Michigan today, it's not dry at all. It's raining quite a bit, but it's been pretty good. Now, you're visiting a soybean processing facility, speaking of beans, and having a farmer's town hall today. Tell me about that.
Well, we like to get out across the country and talk to farmers directly rather than sending them emails from D.C. or press releases, because farmers like to see you. They like the opportunity to tell you what you're doing wrong or what you shouldn't be doing that you're doing or what you're not doing that you ought to be doing. So this is just another opportunity for me to talk directly to farmers. That's very important. Obviously, soybean crushing in the state of Michigan is really important from a value-added perspective.
Yeah, let me ask you about the debate last night. We didn't get into this, but it has certainly been talked about considerably in Michigan and many of the border states, because we're a border state. The USMCA and agricultural products, for example, going back and forth between the United States and Mexico, the United States and Canada, in the USMCA deal, far better than the NAFTA deal put forth by Democrats back in the 1990s that decimated a lot of our exports. We're in much better shape now, aren't we?
Well, you are in a lot better shape agriculturally, but certainly manufacturing-wise, this state knows full well what NAFTA did to its auto industry, Steve. And you got a lot of people that work in the auto plants and then farm on the side, and it hurt them on both ways. So certainly from an agricultural standpoint, they're two of our best trading partners, but bringing jobs back to the U.S. is important. We can't compete with people paying $15 a day when we're paying, you know, $25 an hour.
Well, that's certainly true. You know, you've got a lot of competition. However, nothing surpasses an American farmer and rancher. That's just the way it is. The men and women of America's farms and ranches are second to none. They just need a chance to compete fairly. Is that a good way to put it?
Oh, absolutely. That's no question about that. And the challenge is they're so productive, Steve. We can feed our population several times over, and we have to have trade to become profitable because we produce so much, both from dairy perspective as well as corn, beans, and other crops. And that's why trade is so important. That's what the president recognized, and that's why he went to work right away on NAFTA. That's why he withdrew us from the TPP, which was going to be we were going to be treated the same as other 11 other countries that were like a fraction of our size with Japan. But we got a Japan deal working with UK, and this Phase 1 China deal is moving forward. The numbers are looking very good. Whether we hit those targets, those great targets this year or not, or early next year, they're really buying stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me ask you this, Mr. Secretary, what is this administration doing? Because we know that there are some difficulties in farming. Bankruptcy is, as a result of the pandemic, have increased. It's a challenging time, certainly for smaller farmers. What can this administration do now and in the second term to make it better?
Let me tell you what the administration has done, Steve. I think that's most important. And we get accolades everywhere we go across the country. The CFAP, the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, we have one program and two program. They're now applying for two, and this helps our dairies as well as our crops and even the specialty crops and farmers of all sizes. In fact, the smaller farmers get a larger share percentage of their damages than any larger farmer would get, and so it's very important. The other thing that you may have heard about that's been very popular across the country, when the president heard of milk being dumped and produce, vegetables being plowed under, and animals potentially being euthanized, he called upon me to develop a program, and our people at USDA did the Farmers to Family Food Box. We've done over 110 million boxes to people in need. That's the best way. That's been a a win-win-win program.
Sure. Let me shift gears just a moment. You are also the former governor of Georgia. For anybody that doesn't know that, you were elected in 2002 and took office in 2003. You were there for a couple of terms. What is the state of affairs politically in Georgia? It's a critical state. You've got a couple of Senate seats that are in up for election this year. What do you think? What does your political sense tell you?
Well, we think, again, Georgia will reelect President Trump and deliver two Senate seats and Republican Senate seats to the Senate. Again, demographically, Georgia is changing like many of the southeastern states. We laugh about the fact that everybody's welcome, but sometimes they're bringing California politics with them. So they got to figure out what made Georgia an attractive state to come to, just like North Carolina, Florida, and others, and understand those values are the ones that made those states attractive. So sometimes they bring their politics with them, and it makes it closer than it should be. But I think everyone there knows really about the economy. They know the resurgence of this economy. They know what was happening prior to the pandemic. And they also look at some other places across the country and see the riots in neighborhoods and are very concerned about the safety of their communities, safety of their kids going to school.
All right. Well, I greatly appreciate your input as always, sir. We've got about 30 seconds left. Where's your event today?
We're going to Zeeland, you know, the crushing, the soybean crushing plant.
Yeah.
We're going to visit Carl Bednarski, who's the president of Michigan Farm Bureau, again with another set of roundtable with farmers to hear from them. So we're going to be, Carl's going to host it on his farm and the Zeeland soybean crushing plant.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, thank you so much for being here, sir. I greatly appreciate you taking the time. Thank you for being in Michigan.
Thank you, Steve. It's a great state. We look forward to being here. Thanks.
There you have it. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue talking about what's good about the Trump administration for farming and ranching and growing food for you and I. 52 after. We'll be right back.
West High School spring fling. Hey, where we at? Where we at?
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, aka DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. Okay, I went through the practice sessions. I slept good. I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you had the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.